Good evening and welcome to Encounter. I'm Alan Beach, your host and producer for tonight's show. Tonight we meet the Deputy Mayor of San Francisco, Mr. James Ho. Mr. Ho, an American of Chinese ancestry, spoke with ICRT's San Francisco correspondent, Eric Olander.
Over 20 years ago, San Francisco and Taipei became sister cities with each other. Could you please tell me about what your relationship with Taipei is today?
In a nutshell, I think I can tell you that the relationship can be better. Ever since our mayor came to run San Francisco, which is Mr. Art Agnos, you know that ever since he was assemblyman, he's a very good friend with the president of Taiwan, which he visited the last time he was in Taipei last year in May. So ever since that visit, I think everything is going very well and it's improving. We're planning to start a trade office in Taipei, and it should be consummated sometime by the end of this year. The trade office is not going to only represent San Francisco, but that of the Bay Area and even some other cities in the world. Now we're emphasizing more and more on business and trade, but also not to forget the cultural and people exchange side of it.
Is San Francisco and the mayor actively courting business? You said you're setting up a trade office there. Are you doing anything else beyond that?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely courting business in a sense. We want to make sure that San Francisco get the fair share of the growth of the Pacific Rim. And what we're doing is definitely we're courting that. Some fairly major Taipei corporation is making investments here. Mm-hmm. For instance, the Lilac Group has bought a Mandarin Oriental Hotel here. Like the Tung Tax Group is investing around the Candlestick Park, the Executive Park area. And I can name others. And also, as you well know, Evergreen is our biggest customer for the Port of San Francisco.
As Chinatown expands in the San Francisco tour, in the Broadway area and also in the Tenderloin, how do you feel the non-Asian community will accept their new neighbors?
Usually, whenever there's any change, people always have some problem with it. But if you look at what happened in San Francisco, you can see the assimilation to be very, very, very smooth. If you look at the demographic configuration of San Francisco, what you see is approximately already over 40% of the populations in San Francisco are Asians, of which 20%, half of it, are Chinese. And there's a projection that by year 2000, definitely there's going to be over 51%. Over half of them are going to be Asian. So, there's no real incident that I can really pinpoint my finger to that it's causing any problem. So I don't see a real problem. Definitely, you will see small incidents here and there, and that's unavoidable. I think isolated cases, and so I'm not saying that there's not going to be any incident, but on the other hand, I don't see any major incident.
What prejudice exists about Asian Americans in business and politics in the United States, and what have you personally encountered?
Well, I personally have not encountered any real prejudice, but I can't say, on the other hand, that the prejudice doesn't exist. There are prejudices, I'm sure, but then you always want to assess whether it's what type of prejudice it is. I think a lot of the prejudice is from ignorance, and a lot of the prejudice is from the not really understanding each other. There are some cultural differences, because by definition, as you well know, philosophically and culturally, the East and the West are fairly different. For instance, I think in the outlooks of life and in sort of the philosophical outlook of life, the East believes in, for instance, very much, as they say, a shame culture, and whereas the West, it's very much of believing in the individual rights. Okay, so given that already, there's some major problem. There's definitely friction, but those I do not categorize as prejudice, but really just a different ways of looking at the world. And I think the important thing to remember is, I think we Asians should obviously look at prejudice as prejudice and address it. But on the other hand, those also we Asians should be so oversensitized to the issue that we claim everything is prejudiced when we can't achieve our goal.
What do you think of the slogan, Asians are the model minorities?
Well, I think there's no such thing as a model minority. I think that is a little bit condescending. I think there's no such thing as model or not model. I think, as the saying goes, I think beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. You know, we Asians do what we believe is right. The reason we do what we do is maybe not even Asians. It's not how we believe back in the old country, but we're doing what we feel is right in this society. And then also, I think other minorities are doing what they think is right. Maybe what we're doing is right now for this particular trend in the history, in the long-term history. And in the future, maybe it's wrong. Who knows? So I don't believe, I don't think we should categorize anything as the model minority or not model minority.
How difficult is it as an Asian American to be elected or appointed to public office?
Well, I think it is hard. There's no doubt about it. And this goes back to show, I don't think totally it's because of prejudice, because it's a real simple reason that a lot of the Asians and so on, we are newcomers. Okay? We're not as familiar with the tradition here as that as an old country. We believe, like for instance, in our basic belief system, that one should be a little bit more modest and not thrust ourselves up to the forefront. And if you believe in that, it's very hard to be elected. And also, too, that because of just the mere sheer size of the Asian population is relatively small to that of a Caucasian population. And given our short history there, we're not able to know the bigger population or know how to act as to be elected by the bigger population. Given all that, I think definitely we have a disadvantage. There's no doubt about it.
What differences are there between recent immigrants and longtime Asian Americans, especially in a Chinatown as established as that of San Francisco?
Well, I think there's some major difference. I think when people say who are the Chinese, who are the Asians, and try to loop them into one group, it's very hard because even within the Asian group, there are people who come from the different countries in Asia, which are fairly different. And even in China, just because they come from China does not mean they are the similar group. Sometimes they believe in politics, okay, in social status, and in terms of their orientation because of their family association, be it from the north or the south of China, things fairly differently. So it's very hard to categorize that. Traditionally, people back in 1849, when San Francisco first got started because of the gold rush and subsequently the railroad, I think a lot of people who came to San Francisco from China, I very much came here because of an economic need. They come here to look for a new life, to make some money, with the intention of eventually going back home to China. And they relatively come from a lower economic base than people who are coming here now. So then those are essentially make up the majority of old traditional Chinese. And these are the people who basically are now in the third, fourth generation here in San Francisco. And what you see, the recent, as you term the recent, is people who comes here, who basically came here after 1960s, and so on. 60s, there's a major opening of the refugee coming in from Asia, especially China. Relative to people who came still back in the 1800s, they are better off. And then if you look at people in the 80s, they came here not because of economic need, but more because of political necessity. And if they're looking for a security from the, like for instance in Hong Kong 1997, when China is going to take over Hong Kong. So if you look at that, there's a different change in the social structure. Back in the 1940s, beginning of the 50s, you see mainly people coming out from China, who because of the communist takeover, they had to come to America. And then subsequently see more people coming out from Hong Kong, and then Taiwan. And now it's a change again, and it's now back to people coming out from China. So you see that there's definitely different people coming here, different waves of people coming here, and Chinatown is basically a very important piece of a stepping stone of a lot of the people who can't speak English and so on, who to assimilate as a first step assimilating into American society. Recent immigrants, there are two major groups. One is, you know, pretty high economic status, mainly from Hong Kong, Taiwan. They don't need Chinatown that much. You know, usually they can speak English, and they basically started their life in the suburb. Whereas the another group, which is a major group, because ever since Nixon opened up China, the immigration has changed considerably. The quota has been enlarged with mainland China. And a lot of people then who came out from mainland China use because they can't speak English as well, and they do not have the economic base to live in the suburb. They need Chinatown, which has a lot of safety net. Like, for instance, the Family Organization and Association, there are about 300 of them, which serve as a safety net for these people and give them a stepping stone assimilating into the U.S.
How do you see the Asian political impact in San Francisco changing over the next 10 years?
Well, they're definitely, as I said, it's definitely going to change, because now you basically get the best and the brightest. And I mean, this is not just for Asia, but Asians, but the San Francisco itself and the Bay Area itself is a magnet for the best and the brightest of this nation to be here. And also, I think it's a saying for attracting foreigners, and that's the same for Asians. The change will be drastic. I think the key change you will see is that that the Asians will be a lot more conscious of politics, because what you're seeing is the new generation of Asians who are a lot more concerned with politics because of the 1997 Hong Kong issue has led them to see a lot of that. The Taiwan, what had developed in Taiwan has led them to see a lot of that. And also from mainland China, they have seen a lot of that. And a lot of them who are growing up here, and in the last, at the maturing of basically, quote-unquote, the 60 mentality, and the people are a lot more concerned about politics, knowing that you cannot just ignore politics, even if you want to do well in business. So that, if you say, what is the one area, I definitely see the Chinese, the Asians, will take a major part in the political arena.
You've been listening to the Deputy Mayor of San Francisco, Mr. James Ho. Mr. Ho was speaking in San Francisco with ICRT San Francisco correspondent Eric Olander. Thank you for joining us. For Encounter, I'm Alan Beach.